You are listening to Mom First. Hi, I'm Jen Larimore. I'm a lawyer turned life coach, and just like you, I'm a mom first, a mom of five to be exact. This podcast is for growth-driven, working moms just like you. Here, we empower each other to ditch the overwhelm and lead with joy. If you are ready to go from frazzled and barely surviving to fulfilled, joyful, and thriving, you're in the right place. When was the last time that you asked yourself this question? Who are you becoming? I have five kids. One of the best things about being a mom is that you get the privilege, the honor of witnessing the blossoming of these beautiful souls that you have been entrusted with. You get to watch who they become, from their first steps to learning to read and into those tween and teenage years when they truly begin to imagine what could be possible for their life. It's a gift to be here and to see them. And what I have noticed about each of my children is that they are incredibly unique. They are each becoming their own human, as they should. Do you remember what that felt like? Do you remember what it was like back then? Back then, when you thought you could be whatever you wanted to be, when you thought you could create what you wanted by sheer willpower and determination alone, there were times that you couldn't walk, that you couldn't read, that you couldn't speak that other language, that you couldn't run that race, that you couldn't create that type of art, that you weren't qualified to run the business. Whatever your goal was at that time, you couldn't do it. And yet, you created that reality for yourself. You took the steps necessary to learn to read, to learn to write, to begin to walk, to do those things. Imagine what that must have been like at that time, to finally develop that skill. I work with a lot of folks who are in their early 20s. And what's so cool about that time period is that you get to see from your vantage point how their whole life is really, truly ahead of them. And of course, when you're in your 20s, you don't see that. You're so caught up in doing the things, in creating the life, in going to school, getting the degree, starting the job, buying the house, finding the partner, maybe having kids, maybe getting that big promotion finally. You're so caught up in those things, in creating and in doing and becoming, that you don't realize the full scope of what is so magical about what you're doing, about what you're creating. And while that experience is super common in the 20s and in the early 30s in our culture, what is also super common is by the mid to late 30s, when we've achieved all these things, we stop becoming. You can literally see this on people's hairstyles sometimes or in the clothes that they wear. Suddenly, they're stuck in whatever style they had at that particular time in their life. It's like we lose our imagination. We lose our creativity. Sometimes, instead of focusing on creating something new and wonderful and interesting in our own life, we project what we want onto others. We transfer it to our spouse. We transfer it to our kids, putting undue and unfair pressure on them to create the reality or life, not that they want, but that we want. And that's not fair. It's not fair to them, and it's not fair to us either. And so that's why it's so important to really ask ourselves, who am I becoming? Do you like who you're becoming? Do you want to be friends with that person? You're going to be spending a lot of time together, so you better like them. You better find them interesting. You better find them inspiring. This question is so important because it's not about who your kids are becoming. It's not about who your spouse or your partner is becoming, or about what your business is becoming. It's about who you, dear listener, it's about who you are becoming. Are you becoming more of what you already are? Sometimes that's a good thing. Sometimes it's stagnation, though. The question is then, like, do you really like who you're going to become more of? Is that what you want? And if that's a yes, then that's awesome. The goal of this podcast is to truly empower women just like you to embrace and love who they are right now in this moment. And so that's great. If what you are becoming is more of who you already are, then what do you need to do to stay on track with that? What do you need to do to maintain that trajectory so that you are that version of yourself down the road? But what if where you are now, as awesome and wonderful and lovely as it is, because it truly is for so many of us, we have prayed to have this life that we have. And so you can hold appreciation for that and still be looking forward to who you are also becoming down the road. Both things can be true. You can hold that appreciation for the present moment and still be working towards your goals for the future. Both can be true. So, what do you want to create in your life that is new or different from what you have right now? Do you want to be less stressed, maybe? More peaceful? Do you want to be someone who doesn't yell? Someone who shows up on time? Someone who's productive? Happier? Maybe you have a dream to become an author or an artist or learn that foreign language finally. Who do you want to be, my friend? How do you answer that question? Can you answer it, or do you draw a blank? When did you stop imagining what you could create in this life? I believe in my bones, like deep inside my bones, that we come to this planet, to this life, to create, to imagine what is possible, and then go out and try to achieve it. Not for the sake of achieving it, but for the sake of the journey, for what we will learn and who we will become along the way. So imagine for yourself what is possible for you in your life 10 years from now. Who do you want to be? What do you want to become? For me, I know where I'm headed. I want to be a woman who empowers other women to follow their dreams. I believe that doing that can change the world. I believe that when moms, in particular, show up and lead by example from a place of joy, when they set that example for their kids of fulfillment and growth and going after their dreams, that we change the world. And so that's who I want to become. I want to become somebody who empowers other women by my example. I want to empower them by sharing my knowledge, by coaching them, and ultimately by helping to finance their dreams. That's the person that I want to be. And that is what I am measuring all my goals against every single day. That's what I measure my daily progress against. Am I becoming more of that woman today? Whenever I'm not sure what to do, I ask myself, what decision or outcome will get me closer to becoming that woman? It's amazing how much integrity you can show up with when you act from that place of
who you are becoming. It's like a secret code for life. So what about you? Who are you becoming? Put pen to paper and answer that question. Imagine your life 10 years from now, 20 years from now. Imagine what has gone right. Imagine that everything has worked out for your benefit, because honestly, it is always working out for you, whether you know it or not. Who would you be and what would you be doing? What would you be like? It's best to give yourself ample room to play with the ideas that come your way. So don't feel like you need to be super specific. You don't have to pigeonhole yourself and you don't have to have it all figured out. Right now, I know that I want to be someone down the road who has joyful adventures in her life. I want to be fit enough to tumble and do pull-ups and headstands. And I want to be somebody who is truly in a position to help other people finance their dreams. I don't know exactly how I'm going to get there, but I know the path that I'm on. Whenever I come to a fork in the road, I know which way to go, and I know the next right step, all because I know who I am becoming. This is a space for imagination and dreaming, and that's what makes this exercise seriously so fun. And then once you know who you want to become, you get the joy of working towards becoming that person. Doing it from a place where you already are that person. Because in the future, you truly are that person already. And so you can hack your way into becoming that person by simply acting like that person now, by doing the things that that person would do, by coming at it with the energy and love and charisma and appreciation that that person has. This isn't fake it till you make it. This is embodying who you are already becoming. So for example, my future self 10 years down the road, she's incredibly generous. And so I am now too. I give generously. My future self down the road is strong. She's confident and is willing to have adventures. So I allow spontaneity in my day. I make space for adventure and possibility. I do something every day that helps me to be that strong person down the road. My future self is joyful and connected. So every single day right now, I seek out moments for connection with the people who matter most to me. One of the biggest tragedies of adulthood is losing our ability to imagine and our ability, therefore, to create, because we get so caught up in the how and all the problems and all the need to be realistic. We get stuck in the muck of what is practical and we forget that anything is possible. This, my friends, is your invitation to dream again. When you do this work deliberately and consciously and then take the steps to put it into action, it is truly magical. I can't wait to hear about who you are becoming. I will see you next time. Okay, my friend, thank you for checking out this episode. Hey, if you like this content and you're ready to take the work to the next level, then I want to invite you to get coached by me. I offer one-on-one coaching and group coaching too. Imagine what it would be like if you could finally enjoy this season of life that you're in and set that incredible example of fulfillment and joy for your kids. That is possible for you, and I'm here to help. All you have to do is head over to momfirstcoaching.com to find out more.